What a privilege it is today to come by the way of radio or internet, the way you hear this broadcast today. I do count it a great joy to preach the good word of God and speak of the things that God has done for me in my life, and also what He can do in your heart and your life, and how He can change you, make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Having a born-again experience like Nicodemus, when a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin court, a man that knew about the law. He was a good moral man. He didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he came to Jesus by night, the Bible said. And Jesus began to speak unto Nicodemus. He got right down to where this man lived. And he said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. You must have your sins forgiven. Nicodemus did not understand these things. He began to cry out, say, how is it a man that is my age could enter my mother's womb a second time and be born again? And Jesus said, I'm not talking about that type of born again experience. He said, I'm talking about a spiritual birth. They said the first birth is fleshly, but the second birth is the Lord from heaven. And Nicodemus, he knew about God. He knew about the law, but he didn't know the lawgiver. He didn't know the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior. He just knew about the Lord. And I'm so glad to know that today I'm not in that condition. Today I am saved. And it's not a boast what I've done, but it's a boasting on the Lord Jesus, what He did for me. He died for me. He took my place on the cross of Calvary. I should have died. I should have been the one that was crucified, but He took my place. He took my blame. He bore my sins, His own body on the tree. He died for the entire world because the whole world was lost in sin and on its way to hell. He died for everyone. He said, if I didn't die for all of you, He said that then that you're not saved. You won't be able to get saved. But He died for the entire world, the Bible said. For the Father so loved the world that He gave His own begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He died that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God today I have life. I have the Spirit of life in me. I have the Holy Spirit of God living in me because of what Jesus did on the cross when He took my place. He took my blame. He bore my sins in His own body. The Bible said He carried my griefs. The Bible said He bore my griefs and carried my sorrows. And we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah 53, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who have believed our report? What a report today that we have. And the Bible said, let the redeemed the Lord say so. We that are saved, we have a story to tell. We have good news to bring. And like the song said, that is why I sing. Well, with Christ I am an heir. If too much fault you find, you'll sure be left behind while I go sailing through the air. Well, I have good news to bring today, and that news is that Jesus saves. I tell you, don't matter how low you've gone, don't matter how deep you are, don't matter what condition that you're in, that He has all power in heaven and earth to change your course and establish your going and put your feet on the solid rock, which is Christ. He's able to pull you up out of that quagmire sin that you've been wallowing in. And no matter how deep it is, He can pull you up out of it and forgive you of all your sins and make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. There's people say, well, preacher, you just don't understand. You just don't know the things that I've done. You just don't know how many bridges I've burnt down, how many people I've hurt, how many things I've done, how many times I've just cursed God with my tongue and all these types of things. And there's no way that God would forgive me. There's no way that God would help me. I'm just the worst of the sinners. But thank God the Bible said He died for the all sin. He died for the entire world. And the Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. No matter what your sin is, no matter what your sin is or who you've sinned, the Bible said against, the Bible said that He forgives it all. Only one sin that He don't forgive, and that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God. When you make joke and mockery out of someone that God is using, when the Holy Spirit of God's on them and you make joke and you speak out and you make fun, the Bible said you will blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You'll never have forgiveness in this world or the world to come. The Bible said you'll die in that condition and go to hell. But the Lord said He forgives all sin. And it don't matter how far you've gone, He's able to help you. You just got to see yourself as a sinner. You just got to realize you can't help yourself. You got to be sick of sin and tired of sin. Sick of the world. Tired of drawing out of the well of the world. Tired of going back to the same old slop and wallowing in the mire. And be tired of being defeated and beat down and unhappy and have no purpose and meaning in life. You got to come to Him knowing He's well able, that He will forgive you, that He will save you, and then He'll make you a brand new creature in Christ. See, the problem is today, the reason why people run that way, because they have an unclean nature about themselves. They don't nature, and you're out there and you're wallowing in sin. You're trying to find something to satisfy you. You're trying this sin and that sin for the pleasure that's in it, hoping that it'll bring some kind of happiness in your life, or maybe it'll bring some kind of peace in your life, but yet you still find yourself empty. You go to the bottle and you drink the alcohol and you begin to get drunk and you get a little high there from the alcohol and drink and becoming drunk, but yet you wake up and you still have the same old grief, except it's just a little bit worse now. You can't wash away your sins by the bottle of the world of alcohol. You can't smoke dope and think that it's going to bring you pleasure. You can't go forth and just do what you want to do and all types of sex and everything else. It's not going to satisfy you. There's just a pleasure for sin for a season. The only thing that's going to satisfy you today, the only thing that's going to fill that empty void in your life is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God. When you get saved, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart for the remission of your sins, the Bible says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. He gives that to everyone that's been saved. Once you get saved, the Bible said that you do receive the Holy Spirit. He promised that. Jesus said that I'm going to go away, and it must be that I do go away. He said, when I do, He said, the Father's going to send back the Comforter, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that will guide you through all truth, that will bring all things to remembrance, that will teach you all things, that will comfort you. He said, I'll give you peace. Jesus said, peace I leave unto you, not as the world give I unto you. He said, but I give you a peace that passes all understanding. And when you get saved, you have peace. I can remember when I got saved. I was just 8 years old when I got saved. I didn't understand too much of nothing. But one thing I did understand is how to get saved, because I went to the house of God where a true man of God stood up and preached. I was just 8 years old. We didn't have a nursery then. He was a man preaching out of his house. And no doubt the little small babies they had in another room. But I was 8 years old, and a man stood up and preached the gospel. And there I was sitting in that little old chair, me and my brother there, and I listened to what the man of God had to say. I was lonely. I was disturbed by a childhood that I had. But I heard the word, and I began to realize I need to be saved, and I need the joy that this preacher's talking about. I need this peace that the man's talking about. And I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't talk to nobody. I couldn't explain myself to nobody. Nobody knew what I was going through but God Himself. And so I began to come home and try to pray. I'd go to church again, and I try to come home and pray. Nothing changed. I can remember one day I was by my mother's bedside, and I was crying out to God to forgive me of my sins and save me and make me a new man, make me a new creature in Christ. And I didn't know too much about praying. I didn't know what to do. But I heard by the word of God being preached unto me, it gave me faith. It gave me faith to believe. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So me hearing the word of God gave me faith to know what to do. And I began to go to Him. And that time I began to cry out to Him. And I cried out at that time, but I didn't get saved. I began to talk to my mother. I went to my mother and I said, Mama, He won't save me. I've been down here praying, and I don't feel any different, Lord. Mama, I don't feel what I feel like I should have. I knew there was a difference when you got saved. I knew that there would be peace and joy. I've been preached to, and that's what I was looking for. I still had condemnation. I still have heaviness on me. And so she said, you just got got to keep praying and He'll save you. So I went back that time, and that time I just poured out my heart. At first I was worried about what my brother and my sisters might say. I was worried about somebody hearing me crying. But that time that didn't matter to me. I began to say, Lord, it don't matter. Lord, I'm not ashamed of being saved. I'm not ashamed to cry out to You. And Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Forgive me what I've done, my lying tongue, the things that I've done. And I tell you, I wanted help, and I wanted mercy, and I wanted strength. And so I called on Him like that, and I called on Him with all my heart then. And when I did, I got saved then. The first thing I realized when I got saved is that the condemnation, the guilt of sin that I was carrying every day was gone. It had been lifted. It was like a load of bricks was taken off my back. I was just under a heavy load of everything in my life. But I tell you something, when I got saved, the Holy Spirit of God got alive in me, and He began to live in me, and He washed away my sins. He took away the grief and sorrow and the condemnation, the shame, the guilt, and He took it away, and He gave me something to live for, and He gave me the peace and joy that I needed and what I was searching for and what I was looking for. And it's not in the world. You won't find happiness and satisfying things in the world. They can't satisfy you. It's only what Jesus can do. And just like the woman at the well, she was seeking for things that couldn't satisfy her. She was seeking for water there. She come often to draw water for herself and for the cattle, no doubt, for the things like that. But see, there come a time when she come to this well, and the Lord Jesus already knew her need. He already knew who she was, and He was already there sitting on that well waiting on her when she came to that well. She was seeking for something to satisfy, but yet it wasn't in that well. And when she came to that well, she met this Jewish man. And she was a Samaritan, and she met him, and he said, "Woman, give me drink of this water." She said, "If you know who I am, you wouldn't ask of me to take a drink of this water. I am a Samaritan, you Jews, and we have no dealings with one another." But he began to say, if you knew who I was, and if you would ask of me, I would give you a drink of living water, where you shall never come back to this well again and draw from this well." And she said, "Sir, give me this water." She began to realize that that was something different about him. And she realized that he was the Son of God. And she got honest about herself, and she got saved right then and there. She got saved when the Lord Jesus spoke to her, opened up their eyes, and then she began to realize and understand what she needed to do to get saved. And when she did, she left her water pot behind. She didn't carry it back with her when she back went to the men to tell them what God did for her. No doubt the women wouldn't have much to do with it because of her lifestyle. But she went to the men and told them all that she did, all that he told her, and how he made himself known to her, and how her life was changed. And the Bible said they become to look and see for themselves. I tell you, when you get saved, you just can't help it. You got to tell someone. You got to talk to them. You just got to share the gospel with them, because what you have on the inside is so wonderful and precious that you want everyone to have it today. And I want you to have it today. I want you to come and believe the gospel. Gospel today is simple. All you got to do is believe it. The Bible said, if you'll come unto Him, knowing that He's the Son of God, believing that He's able to forgive you, you got to get sorrowful. You got to get broke. You got to be sorry that you sin against an Almighty God. Be willing to give up the world and everything in it. Just put Him first. Call on Him with all your heart, and the Bible said He'll hear you and save you from all your troubles. Now, that's all you got to do is pour out your heart to Him. He'll hear you feeble cry and deliver you out of all of your troubles. But I see my time's gone. Write to us and pray for us. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.